want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about our wonderful Masters picks we made, the Florida golf outing, our new spring edition of the THP magazine, and have a little contest at the end involving food. I know that'll make you excited.
Oh, yeah. Anything that involves food usually makes me pretty excited.
As usual. Before we get started, I wanted to kind of give everybody, you know, go over our picks, tell them what we had, what we didn't have, and so on, and tell them how great your picks were this week.
I was just going to say, do we really need to talk about our picks? You going to rub it in my face again?
Well, yes, it needs to be done.
All right, fine.
We'll start out with, who did you pick to win the tournament?
I picked Patty to win the tournament, and, you know, on Tour Talk with Jake and Dano, I made my apology there. Let me go ahead and make my official apology to anybody who picked Patty, because he was pretty much doomed the minute I said that I thought he was going to win, and sure enough, he didn't even make the cut.
Yeah, that was not one of your better picks.
No, so I'm sorry, Patty, and I'm sorry to all that picked Patty.
My pick to win was Phil Mickelson, who, of course, did win the event.
Yes.
It's a shame we don't live in Las Vegas, because we'd not be wealthy, because you wouldn't let me bet. But
no, we'd be broke, because you probably gambled all the way anyhow.
Probably. But I picked Phil, and he did win. So I'm giving myself a pat on the back on the radio.
You deserve it. I'll give you credit on that. You deserve it. And I was excited to see Phil win, so it was a good pick.
Who was your pick for your dark horse?
My dark horse was Charles Schwartzel, who he did all right. Okay, well, not really. He finished tied for 30th with, I think he finished, what, 3 over?
Yeah, he was 3 over. Not great.
Not great, but hey, he made the cut, which is better than I can say for my pick to win.
That's true. My dark horse actually let me down a little bit. That was Kevin Na. He did not make the cut.
No.
And did not play very good golf.
No, not at all.
Who did you have for your person that was going to disappoint you the most?
I picked Kenny Perry. And he finished tied for 26 at 1 over.
Yeah, he actually had sparks, but, you know, he was a little bit of a disappointment considering he was in the final group in the playoff last year.
Well, and that's exactly it. I figure that's still considered a choke because last year he was in the playoffs and this year he didn't really do that well.
Well, and he kind of choked in the playoff last year also.
Yes, exactly.
My pick to disappoint was Angel Cabrera, who actually finished 1 under, I believe, and I still consider that a disappointment as well, based on the fact that he was in the playoff last year.
He was a talk
that by many that they thought he had a chance to win this thing, and I just didn't think he played very well.
I think he played better in this tournament than he has the rest of the year so far.
That I would agree with. So overall, how would you rate your picks?
Probably a D.
Yeah, I would say, you know, awful plus. How about that?
That's so mean.
I other than picking Phil, I wouldn't say mine are that better, but you know, I did pick the winner and have it correctly.
Yes, you get points for that. I would say your picks were probably a C.
I was going to go B minus.
I figured you would.
B, but you know, that's because I'm terrific.
Right, exactly.
Moving on from there, we have a something a little special coming this weekend, and that is the Florida Golf Outing,
mm-hmm.
Hosted by THP and sponsored by a good list of companies. Why don't you give everybody a rundown of all the companies that are involved and just how wonderful this is going to be.
All right. Bear with me, everybody, because this is a long list. We have OnPar GPS. They have a GPS unit. We have Izzo with the Swami. Evolve Golf actually has THP logo golf tees for us. And I've taken those tees to the range a couple times, and they're awesome. They do not break. We've got TaylorMade Golf with equipment. Cleveland Classics is supplying apparel for all the guys. Seymour Putters with putters. The Golf Ring, which is a new training aid. Puka Hats, which are awesome hats. Bushnell with a GPS and rangefinder. Nike Golf with equipment. Rife with putters. Bettinardi Golf with putters. Cleveland Golf with equipment. Mizuno Golf with equipment. We've got the Spotless Swing Towel. They have towels for everybody. Heavy Putter with the light, mid, and heavy putters. We have K-Net Golf, who is supplying golf balls. Callaway Golf with equipment. 14 Golf with equipment. Ping with equipment. Eidolon with their wedges. STX for putters. Miyazaki for shafts. And Never Compromise for putters as well. Now I need to take a breath.
There are also two other companies
yes.
that have said they were going to be in, but we have not received gear from them yet. And who are those?
That is Scratch Golf and McGregor. So we're hoping those show up in the next day or two, because after that, it's here.
That's exactly right. The outing is starting Saturday morning and will go through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a mini THP demo day each morning and then rounds of golf each afternoon. We did get confirmation email from McGregor that we will have the stuff by Friday. For Scratch, we were told they were shipped. We don't have anything yet.
Right.
So we'll keep everybody in on the forum abreast of the situation and let you know if they come in.
Absolutely.
This week also marks most of the people who pre-ordered our THP, the spring issue magazine, got it.
Yes, they did.
And while some still are waiting, you know, and orders are coming in every day, and people are finding it out and about, the feedback's been pretty good, and we're proud of this issue, I think is an easy way to say it.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this issue. It's always nerve-wracking when you're doing something for the first time, and while we did have the other magazine, it was a lot shorter. So this one being our full-fledged magazine, I was definitely scared and anxious to hear what people thought, but so far feedback has been really great, and I'm just so excited about it, and it's making me so pumped for the next issue now.
I'm in the exact same way. This one was a lot of fun. It was a lot harder than, you know, the first issue being kind of the first issue for us, the one in December, was kind of a preview of what is to come based on the style we do. It was only 54 pages. It was a limited edition, things like that. This is a full-fledged publication, you know, over 100 pages of content, only 15 ads, mm-hmm. full page only. A lot of stuff for people to find. And one of the things that you and I have never discussed is what we thought about it. I know we both like it.
Right.
What is your favorite article?
Well, I'm kind of biased, and I think most people probably figure out that my favorite was the ladies section. I think our designer just did the most amazing job coming up with the design for that, and I just really liked the content that we had in there because it was clothing, but it was also bags, and we had the clubs as well. So I think that it really gave a little bit of something for everybody, at least for all the ladies.
That's kind of the feedback we're getting across the board, is that so many people love the ladies section that it's mm-hmm. there, at least with the women who don't have Golf for Women magazine anymore. And, it's something we wanted to do from the beginning. For me, I really have a tough time narrowing down what my favorite are. And part of that is because our designer did just a wonderful job with layouts. The driver shootout layout is probably my favorite, with the style art performance layout being second. I love that museum look. If they're, you know, looking at a gallery, and having it be something pretty unique. But the interviews to me stood out. And I like the Jim Furyk interview, but there were some in there that are just so... The Ed Severill interview from the PGA Show was so insightful of information. We've gone to the PGA Show multiple times. We never knew a lot of this stuff.
No, I don't think I ever really had any idea of just how much work actually went into that.
That's right. And really, what else is going on other than just booths that people see through our coverage?
Mm-hmm.
For me, there were two interviews that really stood out, and that is the one we have, the Shaft for Newbies section with Shaft expert Tim Gillis from Miyazaki Golf.
I thought that was an excellent interview, and I learned so much.
And the other one is inside the mind of a legendary clubmaker in John Hoflick.
Yes, and I'm a little partial to that interview also, but that's just because he's one of my favorite people in the industry.
You know, Huffy's a great guy, and he has insight that few people can give. You know, his resume on golf clubs and designs is virtually legendary. And he shares some of that in the interview, as well as being that he's kind of a free agent at this point. He's not affiliated with a company. He was able to give us some information that maybe we weren't expecting and didn't understand. You know, he's a pull-no-punches kind of guy with a great sense of humor.
Yeah, he does have a really wonderful sense of humor. It's slightly dry, but that's what I appreciate the most about him.
You know, that might have been my favorite piece. Those two, definitely. I loved all the stuff in there. I loved the way it was put together, like I said, through our design team. But that was my favorite, and we get asked a lot, what is the favorite? Those would probably be mine.
Yeah, those were really good interviews, and I think that a lot of people in general like interviews because you just want to get into the minds or get the information from people that you just can't find on websites and such.
You can still pick up the magazine now. We expect that at least the inventory that is shipping will sell out in the next probably 7 days.
I think so.
It's still out and about at newsstands and retailers out there.
Yes.
Printing is the way we do. It's not going to be in every single store like it is a Golf Digest. They print, you know, a million copies. We're nowhere near that.
Right. Hopefully one day we can be.
Maybe. I don't know if I want that headache. But, you know, it's still out there. If you need it, you want it, you can pick it up. People are discussing it in our forum every day about mm-hmm. what they like, what they don't like. And this is really a labor of love for us, but it's also something that's for the listeners and the readers. And that if there's something you like and you don't see, tell us. We're going to put it in there. If it's something you don't like that's in there, maybe we'll pull it. It really is something that we want everybody to be involved with, especially the people who are part of our site and part of our listening audience.
Absolutely. And just like you said, let us know what you like and what you don't like. We want honest feedback because we can't fix it if we don't know what needs to be fixed.
Moving on from there, we have something a little different this week.
Yes.
And it's something that I'm looking over at my co-host here and she's smiling.
I am. I'm very excited about this.
Why don't you kind of delve into what we're doing?
Okay. Well, as everybody knows, summer is coming very soon. We can finally feel the warm weather. Everything, you know, we're very excited about that. No more snow. Everything's melted.
We're in Florida.
Well, I know we don't have snow, but I know a lot of other people do. So one of the hot topics on our forum and things that I've just been reading throughout the net is fitness. And I myself am trying to get back into a fitness program, which didn't work out so well the first couple of days because now I can't move. But fitness seems to be really important these days, and so does just healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. And something that JB and I decided to start doing was to stop going out to eat dinner every single night, even though I know he would still love to do that, and start cooking at home more.
Let's be back up one second. Yeah. Healthy eating and healthy lifestyle is not as important for everybody.
Right, I know. Like fried food and ice cream. I really like fruits and vegetables.
That's exactly right. It depends on the person. And yes, I'm fortunate to be able to eat most of what I want. But I've agreed to kind of bend the rules a little bit for your, I should say for my sanity and your craziness.
And your health.
Sure.
Right.
But kind of. Before I interrupted you, you were going.
Okay, so here's our thought. We decided we're going to start cooking at home more, so we decided we'll make menus. So every Friday, we each pick three meals, and from those, we each get to veto one of those meals. Usually, I veto some fried thing that he's got on there, and he gets rid of some salad or some sort of healthy meal that I have on mine.
I'm quite manipulative at this point. I've been able to pinpoint exactly what I can throw in there that she won't like and veto so I can get my other two dishes in there. Basically, I want bacon-wrapped bacon.
Right.
That's deep-fried, finished off with ice cream.
And I want something on the grill with some vegetables, but he thinks vegetables is a bad word.
So one of the unique things about THP and our forum audience, as well as this radio show, is banter.
Right.
And one of the most popular threads and topics in our forum is the What's for Dinner thread.
Yes, everybody likes to share what they're eating, what they're cooking.
And we decided we're going to take that a step further and have a little contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm willing to bend the rules and go a little healthier, and she's willing to bend the rules and go a little unhealthier. Sort of. She's giving me evil eyes.
I am. If you could see my face right now, you would
know. So we're going to do something a little fun and make a contest out of it. And I know you're pretty excited about this.
Yes, I am. And so what we want to do is we want people to submit recipes to us, something that will be fairly healthy but still tastes good, because he doesn't believe that healthy food can taste good, but I really do think it can.
That is absolutely not true, and you're exaggerating as always.
I think everybody believes me. I think they know the truth.
Well, but you have them all snowed.
Right, exactly. But the plan is we want you to submit your recipes to us, and we're going to pick five or six recipes and make them. And then the recipe that we like the best that works for both of us will win a THP prize pack.
And we're going to make this a pretty incredible THP prize pack. It's going to be valued at a couple hundred dollars, between $200 and $300, I'll say, full of the clothes maybe that you want and don't have, some equipment. You know, we're going to make sure this is a lot of fun. But here's the details, because she's going to leave a lot of them out. You're going to email your recipes or recipe into contests, and that's with an S at the end, at thehackersparadise.com. Your meal can be anything you want. It can be healthy. It can be unhealthy. We're going to pick five, you know, one for each day of the week that
and
we're going to make.
Let's specify it's a dinner meal, correct?
It is a dinner meal. So okay. We want, you know, it doesn't have to have sides. It can just be the main course. Mm-hmm. And we're known to eat lunches for dinner and breakfast for dinner and everything else. So it can be anything like that. However, you can submit anything you want. We're looking for, ideally, not the healthiest thing in the world, but not unhealthy either. So you know, while I would like to see a donut filled with bacon and Asiago cheese.
That's disgusting.
And that's just the bun with a hamburger in the middle.
That is so disgusting.
She wants to have a grilled chicken salad with no dressing.
That is not true.
We'd like to blend the gap and
I like balsamic dressing.
Of course you do. Yeah. A teaspoon on a entire meal.
2 tablespoons per serving, thank you.
So to give you guys an idea of things we like, what would be your favorite dinner? Like after, let's say we finish watching the Masters, what would you want to eat?
Well, my favorite dish of all time is spaghetti and meat sauce. I know that sounds weird, but if I had to pick one meal before I died, it would be spaghetti and meat sauce.
I don't really think we need recipes for spaghetti and meat sauce. However, if somebody has an incredible meat sauce recipe, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because meat sauce can be really fattening, can be really bad for you. So if you can find a somewhat healthier version or just some sort of Italian dish, because I really love Italian food. I pretty much crave it just about every single day.
And for me, I would say that anything wrapped in bacon is good.
Yes, I know you would.
You know, I like bacon. I like cheese. You know, that's just the way it is. And it can be done more healthy than not unhealthy.
But you won't eat turkey bacon.
That's because that's not bacon. It's turkey that looks and shapes like bacon and tastes nothing like bacon.
If it has the word bacon in it, it's bacon to me.
Right. So does the dog treats called bacon strips.
They're bacon strips. It doesn't say bacon.
They smell the same as your turkey bacon.
They do not.
So that's kind of the contest is you're going to submit your recipe to us. And out of all the ones we get, we're going to pick 5. We're going to actually pick the list the 5 on the forum. And we are going to cook all 5 meals.
Yes.
And then in 2 weeks, because we'll give people a week to get the entries in. In 2 weeks, we're going to come back here and announce what we thought was the best tasting meal.
Yeah. And no meats are off limits. We like all chicken, steak, pork is fine. Fish is good too.
Yeah, and nothing is off limits because maybe it's something we've never tried. Maybe it's something we should be trying or we said once we didn't like. We will truly try out 5 recipes that we pick and pick the winner.
Yes.
So that's kind of what we're doing here is we're going to make it fun and it's going to be our summer challenge. And if you go to the THP forum, there's a section in Random and Off Topic called Official What's for Dinner thread. You can talk about it there, but we're also going to have a thread up in the THP radio section.
Yes, exactly. And then this way everybody can post their recipes there as well or through the contests at the Hackers Paradise.
Yeah, you want to enter your recipes through email.
Right,
that way somebody doesn't steal your idea. You know, we wouldn't want that. But you can chat about different foods. You can chat about things, you know, a little more healthy. You can join my wife in the absolute craziness of her working out and summer routine.
He makes it sound like I eat all healthy all the time. I had a cookie for breakfast this morning.
She had one cookie.
And it was satisfying.
The difference between that and myself is I would have a dozen cookies.
This is very true, but also disgusting.
So that's it. It's a shortened show this week because we want to give everybody time to prepare for the Florida outing as well as get their recipes ready.
Yep.
And again, we're going to announce the winner in 2 weeks. It won't be on next week's show, but in 2 weeks we will announce the winner. So you'll have a full week to get in your entries. And we want to wish everybody luck. We're excited about this, and we really think that more people should be looking at some alternatives.
Sure.
You know, as summer rolls around and people are going to be outside a lot more and everything else.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be fun. And I know it's not 100% golf related, but like I said, people are starting to turn more towards fitness and a healthy lifestyle, golfers alike. So I think that it'll be good for everybody.
And I really do. And, you know, maybe we'll do something in the future on the site as well with this. But, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll kind of go along with the style we have going on after Spring Fashion Preview, where a lot of the people were open and said, you know, I love the look, but it doesn't fit my body type.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe despite the fact that I disagree and most of it would, maybe it is a chance for people to join in with us and do this and have a lot of fun with it. And we'll have more details on some other things we're going to do along with this as the summer progresses. But, you know, send those entries in. Again, it's contests@thehackersparadise.com.
Yeah.
And then discuss it on the site. And, you know, we'll have it up on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. And people can join in and have a lot of fun with it.
And in the meantime, get out there and play some golf. It's finally warm outside.
That's exactly right. And if you're in the area, there's still time to join in for the THP Florida golf outing.
Absolutely. Anybody in the Southwest Florida, South Florida, even North Florida, if you don't mind the drive, come visit us.
That's exactly right. And of that list that she gave earlier with the stuff from the demo day, there's going to be some prizes in there.
Of course. It wouldn't be a THP outing without prizes and contests.
So Anything else you want to add before we sign off this week?
Nope. Just go play some golf, because I don't know that I can right now because I hurt my arm.
So, as usual. And she did that working out, of course.
I did.
But we hope you enjoyed it. And we always have fun bringing you our show. And we will be back next week with a new episode, as well as in 2 weeks again. A contest winner will be announced on the recipe contest. So unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairways.